Okay, to me, love is trusting. You have to 100% trust the person you're with. I personally could never fall in love with somebody unless I trust them, and trust is honestly one of the hardest things for me. I've had relationships where I believed I was in love, and then I realized that I never trusted that person. And there's just a lot of things I can't do with somebody if I don't trust them. That's the big thing for me. Love is also dealing with a lot of different things. It's dealing with your partner when they're sick, when they're mad at you, when they're sad, when they're happy. You know, you have to deal with all these different facets of life. I mean, if you truly love somebody, you're going to be there for them, whether they're on top of the world or they're the lowest of the low. You know, if their best friend just passed away, their cat died, their dog died, you know, you have to be there for them. You can't just tell them that, oh, I'm in love with you, and then not be there. You have to be there for them. It's unconditional in a sense. You're going to love them no matter what. If they piss you off, you're still going to love them. You're going to be mad. You can be mad at somebody you love. Of course you can. But you still love them deep down. And just like parents still love their kids even if they get straight F's on their report card, you know? It's being compatible in a sense, too. I've had guys that I dated that I was never compatible with, and I never developed feelings for them because of this. It's just a weird, weird thing. I don't really have a whole lot to say on the matter, I guess, even though I've been talking for almost 2 minutes. Yeah, the people I've been in love with, or thought I was in love with, I thought we were compatible, and then something big happened, or in one case, the guy was very just abusive, and not like physically, but I was kind of scared it was going to come to that, so I just got out of there. It was just emotional abuse. It was, you know, breaking up with me every week, you know, stuff like that, and I, you know, told him I love you, and I don't really care. Like, that was my breakup with him, was telling him that I loved him. It was like, I don't care what happens, but I love you, and I just wanted you to know that. And then, like, a month later, I was like, oh my god. It hit me that, no, that wasn't love. That was just lust, for sure, which is fine. That's good, too. But different ways. Love and lust, if they go hand in hand, then that's something. I guess that's all I have to say about it. I hope that's satisfactory. I'm still not quite experienced what love really is, I guess.